back stretch, car side by side, three wide, headed into the checkers. Who's it gonna be? Now it's time for the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
What's up, boys and girls? Welcome into another edition of Three Wild EG3. Eddie Greer III here with you guys once again this evening, Wednesday, August 29th, 2018. Another edition of the From Pit Road segment of this podcast. For those of you just tuning in for the very first time, the Three Wild EG3 NASCAR podcast. Well, it's all about the world of NASCAR, what's going on between the Camping World Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and, of course, the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motor sports. And I just told you what this edition is. We're going back to back this week. For those of you who did not pay attention or listen to the first installment this week of the From Pit Road edition of the podcast, well, it's all about, I dive into all the teams that are competing within the three divisions of NASCAR. And earlier this week, I took a look at Hallmar Racing, which focused more towards Stuart Friesen in the Camping World Truck Series and doing battle in the Camping World Truck Series playoffs. Well, turn the page over to the second installment this week of the From Pit Road edition, and we're going to take a look at the Xfinity Series team of Richard Childress Racing. That's right, folks, RCR, who's been in the sport a very long time, obviously, and well connected to Dale Earnhardt Sr. And earlier this year, we did their cup team, Ryan Newman, Austin Dillon, who's already in the playoffs, and Ryan Newman trying to find a way to win a race. That's right, all caps, win a race. Only two races to go before the playoffs, but our attention focuses more towards tonight the Xfinity side of things, which in my opinion has been a lot more competitive over the last several seasons than Richard's Cup team. And we'll start off with their new addition, Matt Tiff, coming over from Joe Gibbs Racing. Of course, last season, Matt Tiff, hard luck to be found with Joe Gibbs and all that talent. And of course, he's doing a throwback this weekend in a Saturday's Xfinity Series race, honoring Dave Marcus. How about that? So, kind of a drive, some of these drivers that you kind of forgot over the past four or five seasons and whatnot. But this is what I love about Throwback Weekend. You get to explore, really, these guys, young guys, and veterans of the sport, talking about honoring their heroes or whatnot, even those who raced in recent times, like Ryan Reed honoring Greg Biffle's paint scheme this weekend as well. But turn around to Matt Tiff, obviously, for those of you who don't know, Matt Tiff overcoming cancer and being in the position that he is. Matt Tiff's having a tremendous season in his first year with RCR. Of course, Matt Tiff got his first experience behind the wheel in the fall of 2007 when he competed in a go-kart race at Barberton Speedway. That's located in Norton, Ohio. In the next 2 years that passed, Tiff was mentored by Gary Larson and would go on and compete with Beasley Motorsports in both divisional and national go-karts races after scoring two national-level victories in 2009. Then Tiff put his focus towards late model racing on asphalt and such. And then you fast forward to 2011, Tiff had collected two wins, four top fives, six top 10 finishes while competing in a late, super late model series. And then fast forwarding some more a little bit to 2014, we're talking about Throwback Racing, Throwback Weekend, Ken Schrader. Matt Tiff in 2014 joined Ken Schrader Racing in the Arca ARCA series, earning 6 top 5s, 8 top 10 finishes in just 12 starts, including a career best runner-up spot at Kentucky Speedway. And then that put Tiff in transition mode once again to the NASCAR Capable Truck Series, made his debut that same season year at Martinsville Speedway, where he finished top 10, 8th in September of 14, and he would go on to compete in two more additional truck series races before the end of the season. And then the following year, in 2015, Tiff competed in 12 more NASCAR Capable Truck Series races, capturing 5 top 10s, along with a handful of ARCA events. The driver also made his NASCAR Xfinity Series debut with JGR at Kentucky, which he finished in a top 10 in the 10th position. Thank you for tuning in to this bonus edition of 3 Wide with EG3 NASCAR Podcast. EG3 speaking to you guys once again, and we're focusing on the Xfinity Series side of Richard Childress Racing here this evening on this Wednesday night. 2016, we're still on Matt Tiff. Tiff captured one pole at Talladega, one top 5, and 5 top 10 finishes with Joe Gibbs Racing in 7 races. He also competed in 10 NASCAR Capable Truck Series starts races with Red Horse Racing, earning 1 top 5 and 3 top 10s. And that was kind of a refresher for me as well. That name, his name, Tiff, very familiar. But now, you know, going over his, you know, throughout the week, his accomplishments getting up to the Xfinity Series, that's where I, you know, Matt Tiff, you know, that was interesting, you know, racing with Ken Schrader. Not only that, but I remember his days, you know, racing for Red Horse Racing when they were still in the Cape World Truck Series racing. And I mentioned Matt Tiff in that same year was diagnosed with a low growth, it was not cancer, but whatever, you know, brain tumor, cancer, whatever, is kind of same vocabulary, if you will, was diagnosed with a low-grade brain tumor that was discovered during treatment for a disc condition in his back. Tiff underwent that surgery to remove that tumor and made an extraordinary return 11 weeks later. In the same year, in September, Tiff has since become a spokesperson for the American Brain Tumor Association, helping a nonprofit promote awareness and recovery processes. And you have to admire Matt Tiff and what he's doing specifically with that nonprofit organization. That is props to him. And you thank the Lord that he is alive and doing what he loves to do, race, not only the race, but to be that spokesperson, that role model for that organization. And of course, you know, to wrap the notes up on Tiff, Tiff competed full-time in the Xfinity Series for Joe Gibbs Racing, like I mentioned earlier, last season, only collecting 2 top 5 finishes and 13 top 10s before making the playoffs and finishing 7th in the standings a year ago in his rookie campaign. You fast forward now to the present time in 2018, Matt Tiff sitting 9th in the point standings right now, 9th in the regular season standings right now, which is, he is of course over, way over 200 points, but that doesn't really matter. We got the playoffs and the Xfinity Series coming up shortly in a matter of 3 races. Tiff to this point has scored 4 top 5 finishes and 11 top 10 finishes, 3 DNFs. He's only led 13 laps and has 1 stage win, that of course coming from Road America last week. And Tiff, very talented on road course, especially there at Road America. We've seen Tiff put down, especially lately, some good runs for Richard Childress Racing here. And of course, like I mentioned, with this weekend with Tiff, he's honoring Dave Marcus this week as well. So very exciting stuff, you know, going this weekend to Darlington and racing that fine looking paint scheme from Matt Tiff. Matt Tiff has done some great things, and I wouldn't be surprised, you know, looking forward here, at least to the regular season and to the postseason here, I wouldn't be surprised if Tiff can make a run here. I know with the Xfinity Series, 12 drivers will compete in the playoffs, and 4 will be eliminated, if I'm not mistaken, after each third race of the playoffs. So pretty much like all series has that third elimination race. So Matt Tiff, this organization got their stuff together, especially with this 21 car of Daniel Hemric, which is a nice transition into what I'm talking about right now. And staying on point with the Darlington theme, Hemric will honor Walker Evans this weekend at Darlington with this blue, white, and red South Point 21 car Chevy Camaro for Richard Childress Racing. But a lot of attention. Obviously, Daniel Hemric this year has had a stellar year. Of course, take away not winning races. But other than that, when you take that component out, he's been a strong, very strong contender, if you will. Probably, if you put him in the top three of Xfinity Series regulars each week that's doing battle up in that top five again, Hemric, one of those guys that's battling to get that precious 15 points for winning the regular season battle. So he's right in the middle of that situation. Hemric is in his second year with Richard Childress Racing, and he's crew chiefed by Danny Stockman. I want to rewind real quick with Matt Tiff, as he's crew chiefed by Randall Burdett with that 2 machine for Richard Childress Racing. Now, rewind again to Daniel Hemric here. Of course, his sponsor is South Point Hotel Casinos. And remember, Daniel Hemric made his Sprint Cup debut. Did I say Sprint Cup? My bad. You know what I'm talking about. Monster Energy debut at Richmond earlier this year. He has another date set up with that grueling, interesting lottery, which is the Rovo, coming up next month. Oh boy, oh boy. And that, oh by the way, if you guys do not know by now, which you guys should know by now, because we've been talking about it on this podcast all year long, and pretty much NASCAR America, wherever you listen to your NASCAR podcast, has been covering it. Roval, oh yeah, it's going to be one of those things that you're going to have to survive to win this race. Hemric will make his second start over there, and he might have his hands full next month with the Roval, as along with a lot of the Monster Energy playoff drivers, especially those, again, who are going to be fighting to get in, to try to transfer in. So that is going to be fun for those boys. Hemric back to the Xfinity Series side. Okay, there we go. So the Kannapolis, North Carolina native, did advance last year. He was part of that championship four where he had a strong car in this championship four race last November, and issues took him out of an opportunity to really run for an opportunity to win a championship a year ago. And this year, he has his eyes set on getting back to Miami for sort of a redemption, if you will. But going back a little bit to his career a little bit, he started in the go-karts when he was only 5 years old. He collected 11 race wins and a track championship at Concord Speedway before he was 10 years old, and then graduated from the go-karts and then went to the Banaleros and Legends cars at the age of 16, where he earned additional race wins and going back-to-back earning Legend Car Pro Championships. In 2009, Hemric made 80 Legend Car starts and accumulated at that stint 60 wins en route to another National Legend Car Pro Championship. In that same year, he also earned the Summer Shootout Series Championship, also earning another title. Hemric transitioned to the late model racing, like his teammate Matt Tiff, And I lost my train of thought on the notes. Yeah, there we go. And then Hemric broke the Concord Speedway track record during qualifying and finished second in that race. And then turned the page to the following year, brought more success for Hemric. Hemric won the inaugural Legends Million at Charlotte Motor Speedway, driving a number 21 car to earn the largest paycheck in Legend car history. Hemric continued his championship hunt the next two seasons as he was crowned the Summer Shootout Series champion in 2012, and in that same year, doing it again in the Racing Association JEGS /CRA All-Stars Tour Championship, and then winning the Southern Super Series Championship the following year in 2013. You're listening to 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, which stands for Eddie Greer III. Here with you guys, talking with you guys, hanging out on this Wednesday night, middle of the week, here, getting closer to Throwback Weekend, hanging out with you guys tonight for another edition of From Pit Road. Last night, did one on Stuart Friesen. If you haven't checked that out, I suggest you go do that, along with the post-race pod of Canada. Continuing with the Kannapolis native of North Carolina, made his NASCAR debut in 2013 in the Caperville Truck Series at Martinsville. Daniel Hemric drove for NTS Motorsports 2015 as a full-time driver in the Truck Series and capped off his first season with a 7th place finish in the driver point standings. And then he competed with Brad Keselowski Racing the next season, and of course making the playoffs, inaugural playoffs, with his teammate. And I lost the name there. Chase Briscoe. Yes, there. That's the name I was looking for. I'm looking down here at Chase and like, wait, hang on a second. Yes, so he and Chase Briscoe made the playoffs for Brad Keselowski Racing with, at that point, Brad Keselowski Racing in a Truck Series shut it down after Homestead a couple years ago. And then Hemric's numbers gobbled up 11 top fives and 17 top 10 finishes and 6th in the Trevor Championship point seasons in that season. Now turning the page over to where he is right now, I mentioned he's right in the thick of things. Well, he actually lost points the week before last. Road America, he put down another good finish, but I believe it was, I want to say, Watkins Glen, where he lost critical points there. He's 33 back with 3 races to go. But other than that, his numbers so far this year, 11 top 5s, 15 top 10s, only 1 DNF. He's put down 181 laps led this year, and he's got 3 stage wins, which equals out to 3 playoff points. And he'll have a little bit more ground to make up before Cole Custer, Elliott Salor, Bell, and Justin Allgaier, who leads the Xfinity Series regular standings going into Saturday's Xfinity Series race at South Carolina. Hemric is right there in this mix, and I will not be surprised if Hemric can get back to the Championship Four. And I believe he had one of the faster cars last year, outside probably William Byron a year ago in the Championship Four, was all for naught when he had that issue, and that really took him out of an opportunity to really battle Byron and Sadler and Allgaier and those guys for a championship. But I think with the way that RCR has competed very well in the Xfinity Series the last several years, and Hemric's opportunities, he and Matt Tiff both, I believe Daniel Hemric, they both have opportunities to get there, and you win, you're in situation. Daniel Hemric's one of those guys, well, he will really like to win in the playoffs to really advance himself on through the rounds of the playoffs. Not only that, but again, have another opportunity to race for a championship, be one of those 4 drivers in the Final Four at Homestead in November. But it's looking very good for Hemric right now, unless something like what happened last year stops him. But other than that, he's had a fine season, second year driver out of Kannapolis, and of course the 3 car that's been running for owner's championship You had Dillon Brothers. We already talked about Austin earlier this year in the Cup Series. We're not going to be diving with him. And, of course, Ty Dillon shared that ride as well. We're talking about him either, obviously, running for in the Cup Series for Jermaine Racing, which leaves. And, of course, Brendan Gaughan, who was in that car last week. We saw him doing battle a little bit, leading a few laps at World America, and then before getting shuffled out late, and which leads to my last driver of the night, which is Shane Lee. Every time we've talked about him, we've seen him multiple times, especially this summer. He's put down some fine efforts, including the one at primetime Daytona race a couple months ago. Of course, Shane Lee joined RCR earlier this year, doing the multi-driver thing, the 3 Chevy Camaro. And, of course, Shane Lee is from Newton, North Carolina. And he also, like Hamrick, started in the go-karts in 2003. For the next few years, Lee competed all over the Southeast and sometimes... Sorry about that. I had to go back again through my notes. I wrote a lot down. But, okay, so Lee competed all over the Southeast, of course, with the go-kart series. And then, of course, in 2012, Lee began his racing late models at his local short track, Hickory Motor Speedway. That's a familiar track for some of you guys out there. During his time at the short track, Lee earned back-to-back limited late model championships in 2012 and 2013. In 2013, he also secured the North Carolina NASCAR Late Model Rookie of the Year title. Over the next few years, Lee collected 65 top fives, 92 top 10 finishes within a 100 race span. Woo! Short tracks in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. And then 2016, Lee competed in the ARCA series presented by Menards, where he made 10 starts and got one pole, one top five, and 5 top 10 finishes. Lee also made his NASCAR Camping World Truck Series debut in that same year at Martinsville Speedway, Gateway, and Texas as well. And then going back to last year in the ARCA series, Lee finished 3rd in the championship standings after earning 1 pole, 8 top 5s, and scoring 14 top 10s throughout the season. And we've seen Lee at Daytona. We've seen Lee at Iowa and a couple other places, too. I've been impressed this year with Shane Lee this year. And it's too bad, you know, that we can't see him more in more of these cars in the 3 car. I'd rather see him in the 3 car more often than the Dillon brothers of Austin Dillon and Ty Dillon, especially at this point of the season where, of course, Austin's going to be running for a championship due to that Daytona 500 win in a couple weeks starting in Vegas. And Ty Dillon is going to have to be continuing to get that team better for Jermaine Racing. So I honestly, in my book, I want to see Shane Lee more towards the end of the year than, you know, seeing these guys. I know they're trying to go for that 3, for that championship, any owner's points, which, by the way, I'm going to flip the page to that here in a second. But I've been really impressed with him. And then just reading up on him this week, damn, he knows how to get it done. He knows how to get it done in short tracks. So definitely, you know, Shane Lee, you know, a bright future for sure. And hopefully we can see a little bit more of him, especially with the way that the system works with these Cup guys, you know, having only limited amount of races in the Xfinity Series. Definitely would love to see Shane Lee a little bit more as we here get closer to the end of the year. And speaking of the owners, right now this 3 car of Richard Childress Racing is scored 14th right now, behind obviously teammate Richard Childress of the 2 of Matt Tiff, and ahead of the 16 of Ryan Reed of Jack Roush Show. In the top 15, not too bad, 14, but you know, we got the Dillon brothers, Lee, Brendan Gaughan, and I thought somebody else was driving this car this year, but apparently I can't think of the other name right now. But this 3 teams been competitive year in, year out. They have the speed to win races, but it's the execution part. Once again, I said it on this podcast over and over. You got to get it down right if you're going to win one of these races. But this organization, this Xfinity program is strong. And they've been strong the past few years, more stronger or so than with the Cup Series. And I know they have on that one win earlier this year in the Cup side of things. But I'm definitely surprised that Daniel Hemric has yet to find victory lane. Matt Tiff has been running better in the second half of the season. And the three cars getting some good runs as well. I'll be shocked if that 21 car does not get the victory lane by the end of the year. It's just too talented enough that Hemric runs in the top five consistently, week in, week out, whether it's on a short track, road course, or whatever it is. Hemric knows how to get it done, and eventually, Hemric's going to have to find a way to get the victory lane. Matt Tiff is, you know, he had bad luck scorch him at JCR last year, and this year, it's reaped its benefits. He's running a lot better, especially I was able to see him win the stage. He won his first stage at Road America last week. So things are climbing up right now for RCR heading into these playoffs. But of course, before we talk playoffs with this Xfinity Series, they still got three races to go beginning this weekend at Darlington, where that track, the old lady in black can go out and bite you, that's for sure. So interesting to see what happens with this duo. And not taking away from the three, they're not running for the drivers. They're, like I've been saying, they're running for the owner's title. They got some work to do on that end of the spectrum. But Richard Childress right now, you know, his focus right now is to help out. Again, he needs no interaction. But obviously, he wants to get back that 21 back to the Final Four and maybe have another run for this two car of Matt Tiff. So definitely, you know, I believe right now, even though they've tried to plug in pieces here and there for the Cup Series to try to get that program better, it's been still inconsistent. And even with the problems of the Camaro, you know, this RCR right now, their strongest point right now is this Xfinity Series bunch right now. And I'll be shocked if Hemric or even Matt Tiff, for that matter, I put him in that category also, if they don't reach victory lane by the end of this year, especially Daniel Hemric in the way that he has really, really stepped up his game in 2018. That's a look at the Xfinity Series bunch from the Richard Childress Racing Stable, 3Wild EG3. You follow me at 3Wild underscore Fast Eddie. Again, check it out on Twitter. That's my Twitter handle name, at 3Wide underscore Fast Eddie. And again, you can listen to 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, Podcast Central, Google Play, Apple, and Apple Podcasts. Sorry about that. I've definitely butchered that. But obviously, Google Play, you know where it is. Audio Boom, Spotify, the usual, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, iTunes. If you have not, once again, you have not subscribed to this podcast, what have you been doing all year long? Please subscribe to this podcast. And if you do have time, if you want to, leave a rating or review. I mean, it definitely helps me out as well. I do this so this podcast can continue to get out there, continue to spread the word about this podcast here from Little Apple, Manhattan, Kansas. You know what it is. We're one of the few podcasts here in the Midwest. Been introduced to a lot of NASCAR podcasts here this year. It's been a joy to listen to those podcasts as well as doing my own as well. So definitely, we're representing the Midwest, and definitely join the movement on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. You do not want to miss out, especially we're getting to the point of the year where we're almost reaching playoff time for all three levels. Of course, the Capable Truck Series opened up with a thriller of a wild finish up north of the border in Canada last weekend. We got the Cup Series going back-to-back with big-time races with the Southern 500 in the Brickyard in the regular season in the Xfinity Series chase. Four drivers, and throwing Hemric in here, they're battling for an opportunity to win the regular season. It can't get any exciting than this, folks. So definitely do not want to miss it. Spread the word about the Three Wide NASCAR podcast. Boys and girls, that's going to wrap it for another edition of the Three Wide EG3 podcast. Tonight, wrapping up another bonus episode of the From Pit Road Edition. This week, talking Richard Childress Racing on the Xfinity Series side. Last night, took care of Stuart Friesen on the Truck Series side of things. So definitely you want to listen to those as well. And again, another reminder, do not forget about the post-race podcast of Canada. We also talk about Justin Allgaier as well winning that race last week. So definitely you want to check that out if you have not already. We are getting close to Darlington weekend. The Truck Series obviously is not running. They're off for a couple weeks until Vegas. Cup Series, Xfinity Series side will get their Lady in Black on here this weekend. Very excited to see what's going to happen on that front. But again, folks, thank you for listening to another edition of the Three Wide Podcast. Next time I'll be talking to you, yep, we're going to be previewing Darlington, getting you set for racing in South Carolina this weekend. I'm Eddie Greer III. Thank you for listening to the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast. We'll catch you on the other side. You have been listening to the Three Wide with EG3 NASCAR Podcast. Close the garage. We out.